Your Honor, my name is Shel Harrell. I'm here for the City of Hermosa Beach and Officer Dave Bohachek. This case is before this Court on a grant of a motion for summary judgment. And the reason why summary judgment was so appropriate in this case, the Court takes a look at the record. The record before the trial court was out of plaintiff's own mouth, his own testimony as to where he'd been and what he had done. As indicated on footnote 2 of the trial court's order, this case does have a history of stalking. Not what we say. You don't even have to look at what we say. You can look at what the plaintiff says. Plaintiff says that before the incident on the pier, at July 22 of 2000, plaintiff's best friend at the Hermosa Beach Police Department was demoted from the rank of sergeant to officer. And that happened because Officer Bohachek heard him say an ethnic slur and reported it. After that, Mr. Hallstein, best friend of the officer that lost his sergeant stripes, buys a police scanner, buys a code book on how to determine.
And none of this is really relevant or necessary. I mean, can't you just deal with the allegations as they are? Isn't your case strong enough without getting into the provocation?
Well, I would say that it is pertinent for background, and it certainly is pertinent because, again, this is not what the city and its employees are saying. This is what Mr. Hallstein is saying. The city has a whole lot more that it could say, but this is a motion for summary judgment. Mr. Hallstein indicates that...
But a motion for summary judgment, it seems to me it's not very useful at all, because if, for example, we thought there was his First Amendment claim was otherwise cognizable, the fact that Hallstein may have had a motive other than retaliation for running his license, i.e. that the guy was a pain in the neck and he was mad at him, would be a jury question. So I don't see how the motives are at all useful at this point.
Well, I responded to some of the remarks that had been made by plaintiff's counsel when he was up here about terrorist threats and all these other excitable words that just simply are not borne out in the record. Plaintiff's counsel was specifically...
Well, there was an assault, and it was prosecuted, as I understand it. And if his theory was right, i.e. that if there's a state criminal law, then he has liberty interest to not be subject to that behavior, and therefore he automatically has a 1983 case, then he could be right. Why isn't he right?
Well, let me see if I can address that point.
For the assault, let's suppose the assault, you know, what came about because of all this background. Still, it wasn't assault. So what about?
I'm sorry, there's a little bit of an echo.
I'm sorry about that.
I think what the court asked me was move to the merits and why has he not got a claim under Section 1983. As the court is aware, Section 1983 is not a codification or a vehicle for California state court law. Almost everything that plaintiff's counsel said was a citation to California law. I don't know that it's in the briefs, but right now as we speak, plaintiff's state court claims were remanded to the Los Angeles County Superior Court system, and they are awaiting assignment to a trial courtroom as I speak. Maybe plaintiff has something there. We contend that he does not, quite vigorously so. But under Section 1983, he has to be pointing not to some California Penal Code statute, not to the vehicle code. He needs to be pointing to federal constitutional law.
Well, the problem is, you know, there is some case support, although I've never quite understood how, you know, where its limits are, that says that a violation of state law can be a deprivation of due process, the interest being the interest in the enforcement of the state law.
Well, I think that's, if the court has a hard time following that, and I admit that I do too, that brings us to qualified immunity, which in Saucier versus Katz, the Supreme Court has said that there has to be some type of notice that's out there putting an officer on notice that running a license plate when the person passes them on the street after this history of stalking, that will give rise to a constitutional claim, so they'll know not to do that. There was no such authority anywhere, by any circuit, by anyone at any time, that hinted, intimated, or said that if you do this after that you're stalked, admitted by a plaintiff, that you're going to be in federal court and you will owe him money. There's no law that says that. When plaintiff's counsel was up here, he couldn't even articulate what the appropriate test should be That's how vacant the law
is. Let's take the First Amendment claim, and that's like the least far-fetched. Let's suppose that there were enough evidence in the record to from which a jury could infer that Halstein was in fact running license checks not Halstein, that Bohatchik was running license checks on Halstein, and
right.
That was and because he had reported him to report his behavior to the police. And let's suppose that that was a violation of California law, or certainly an unpleasant thing to have. Was unauthorized, he had no business doing it. Could that be a First Amendment violation?
No.
Why?
And here's the reason why. Because under the First Amendment, there must be some actionable retaliation. Sitting in your home with the door shut and the phone off the hook and hating another person is never enough to give you a First Amendment claim.
But he didn't do that. He was supposedly going around and just being obnoxious and staring at him and all. I mean, it was penny ante stuff, but he wasn't sitting in his house.
And I agree with the court. There has to be some follow through. And as the court indicated, having read the briefs, what we are talking about here is penny ante stuff, if there ever was any. We're talking about glares, stares, hostile looks.
Why is that penny ante?
That's penny ante because courts have said that it is. The Eighth Circuit had.
Read me the language of a court said that's penny ante.
Well, they didn't use that exact word.
Here you got a police officer who's sworn to, serve and protect. And he goes around and challenges people to fights and stares at them stops the wife and stares at her and threatens him. You think that's penny ante stuff?
Well, the Eighth Circuit has said that it's penny ante.
Oh, I don't care what the Eighth Circuit said.
Okay.
You think it's penny ante stuff?
I do think that if it's anything, it's something for California state tort law. It's not.
Why? That's what I'm trying to find out. Is there was a complaint made, and the issue is whether there would be enough to demonstrate on this record that the reason that Bohatchik was engaging in behavior, including the license check, which I must say really does bother me. I mean, he had no business doing it. He was doing it for personal reasons, and that's not the purpose of his access to the license information. So that's not sitting in his house. So why isn't that enough to establish a First Amendment violation?
Because, as this court has said in the past in published cases, verbal abuse, hostile swearing, much more than just simple staring or a hostile look, does not give rise to.
What did I ask you specifically about running the license check?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Running the license check.
So it's coming from up here, see? Not from down there. Up
see?
Here. See?
I'm very sorry about the communication problem.
Well, I wish you the best of luck on your recovery. I do. I was looking in the wrong place. Why is running the light? Because plaintiff needs to do more than sit there and say, I'm offended under California law. He needs to, in this court system, under Section 1983, he needs to point to an amendment to the Constitution. And
he did the First Amendment. He said the only reason he did this thing that he had no right to do to me was because, which upsets me because he's getting access to information that he has no business getting access to, is because I made a complaint against him.
Well, I don't understand how when the statute, the very vehicle code that plaintiff counsel cites, indicates that the DMV computer is open to law enforcement. He was wearing his badge. He was on duty. He was within eye contact.
Do you think it was okay for him to do it because he's mad at this guy for making a complaint against him?
He can be as mad and hostile as anybody can ever be, but there has to be some actionable retaliation. Actionable retaliation, I would submit, is not running somebody's license plate when you're in uniform, when the vehicle code says you have access to it. Actionable retaliation is not glaring. It's not staring. And that's all that Halstein says. I think one important point that needs to be made here, and it is in the record, and I'll flag it for the court. It set forth in our trial court brief at page 8, lines 10 through 18. One thing I will agree with plaintiff's counsel on is that Hermosa Beach is a small city, and Mr. Halstein's shop is directly across the street from the police department. So Mr. Halstein, as I indicated in the trial court brief, was not angry or upset that they would run across each other. He himself understood that in that city where they both work, that's going to happen. So I will indicate to the court that on a 14th Amendment claim, again, if we go to public policy, if this court were to set forth the rule or the law that retaliation claims under the 14th Amendment can be made, tried, litigated in the trial courts and in this court on an appeal, in the real world, there is so much glaring and staring that goes on in every workplace in this circuit. And
I'm talking about peace officers, don't you understand that?
And I do. And but again, if you go to peace officers, it cannot be that low of a threshold. It cannot be that a dirty look gets you into federal court. This court, amongst others, has said that we're not going
to. You've got him exercising his right to petition the government. That's what he did. All right. And then certain consequences flowed from that. This assault that took place. This staring at him, took place and all of that. I mean, what was the purpose of all that? Just to be real cute?
Well, this is not the first panel or the first court to hear these type of claims. And I'll indicate to this court that we're at an important juncture here. If the word goes out from this court that glaring, staring, and hostile looks from law enforcement...
What about, and let's put aside the glaring, staring, and the hostile looks. But doing investigations, i.e. running checks into information that, while I don't think it's a Fourth Amendment violation, is private information and private under California law, that he has access to for official purposes but not for personal purposes, and doing it for a retaliating purpose, which I'm just assuming, and that I understand is in question, but that's the allegation. Why isn't that sufficient? Suppose Pohachik was to say, I've really had it with this Halstein because he's reporting me and getting me in trouble, and I'm going to just investigate every aspect of his life until I come up with something I can prosecute him for. Suppose that's what he did.
Well, the court is focused on the motivation of the officer.
That's how the First Amendment claim runs.
Well, I will tell the court that there is no question but that these two individuals evidently don't care for each other, okay?
If you want to tell me that there's not enough here to substantiate that was the motive, we can talk about that. But that's not what you've been saying so far.
Right.
What you've been saying is that even assuming my assumption, i.e. that this is that the reason why he ran this license check, and one could, he could have done other things. He could have investigated everything in his life. It was because he had a badge and a uniform, that would not give rise to a cause of action because as a policeman, he has the right to make those investigations, period. Not, even if he's doing it for a retaliatory purpose. That's what I understood you to be saying.
Well, there are plenty of retaliation cases that do rise above the minor and the trivial. One of those is the McBride case that plaintiff's counsel cited down in the trial court, and I believe has stopped citing it here. In that case, there was a newspaper reporter who had a chair thrown at her by law enforcement. Apparently, she was writing some articles that law enforcement did not like.
I suppose what they did instead of throwing a chair at her was they ran her ran warrant checks on her every day, hoping they'd come up with something.
Well, I don't have all the facts there, but I would indicate to the court that what we do know from every court that has looked at this issue in the past of claims similar to Mr. Halstein's, that glaring and staring and
hostile. You're not answering the question. I've tried to get, let's forget the glaring and the staring. I'm asking about an investigation using police authority, but for purposes that are not legitimate police purposes, but instead based on a complaint she made.
Well, I would indicate there that there is a paucity of authority that talks about that in the retaliation context. I'm not aware of any case that has dealt with that exact point. I'm aware of many cases that have said that is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
All right. Well, yeah, okay. I'm asking about the First Amendment.
Right, right. So I don't really follow how something cannot be a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but yet can be drug over and can be actionable retaliation under the First Amendment. It seems like to me the courts have already said that's not a violation of the Constitution. If you attach it to a bad motive, that shouldn't change the result.
Counsel?
Yes. Sorry.
Never mind. We're so far over time, I'm not going to ask.
Why don't you ask? Good morning.
No.
I don't have any place else to be.
All right. Anything else?
Your Honor, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you want to say anything, or are you just going to sit there and mope?
Yes, sir. I believe I don't need to respond to this.
Okay. Fine. All right. Matter submitted.
Okay, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's